It probably doesn't hurt that Democratic delegate Sam Rasool will chair the Education Committee when the new Democrat-majority House convenes next month. Rasool and his state Senate counterpart in Petersburg will seek several hundred thousand dollars in state funds for the Community Builders Initiative. Rasool says that would be operated through the Roanoke City public school system.
What people are looking for at that age specifically is to join a tribe. And if we can create a cohort of folks and start to push them in the right direction at a very young age as rising eighth graders, you begin to really capture their imaginations in a constructive way. All the data shows if we can capture them at that age, then we're heading in the right direction.
Rasool was joined by Roanoke City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Verlita White and her team at a recent Gun Violence Prevention Commission meeting to seek support for the Community Builders Program.
I didn't find much in the Commonwealth that was being funded through the schools, and so I asked Roanoke City Schools to put their heads together, and we came up with this program called the Community Builders Program, which targets eighth graders, a very formative year. It's the first of its kind in Virginia.
If funded and launched, the Community Builders Program would also receive support from the existing RCPS Plus summer school curriculum, adding college tours, a showcase of service-based career paths, and introduction to technical education and the arts to the mix. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.